I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to go through the Māori All-Stars side today. We went through the Indigenous All-Stars a little bit earlier today, so we're going to go through the Māori All-Stars now. The Indigenous All-Stars obviously got a star-studded backline. Their forward pack is a serious, serious worry though. There are guys that I wouldn't pick in the Māori All-Stars starting forward pack that would be first choice guys in the Indigenous All-Stars forward pack. So it's going to be very, very interesting. The thing that I will say though, the big difference between these two sides, and this is why this game is always very interesting. And look, this, you know, most games, nearly every single game isn't won on paper. And this game, it is definitely not won on paper. But if you have a look at these two sides, the Indigenous All-Stars, they've got a star-studded backline. It's just about one of the best backlines you could form in the NRL. The Māori All-Star side, they've got an all-right backline. It's not great, but their halves is where they're going to have a couple of problems. They don't have a genuine halfback. They pretty much don't have a genuine 5'8". I found a guy to play 5'8", who has played there before, but we'll talk about them in a minute. Their forward pack, though, is fucking stacked. It is crazy that I think both teams will line up with a hooker that is not in first grade at the moment, which is a little bit worrying. But guys always step up in this game. And I also think that when you have a look through the benches, or at least the seven guys that aren't in the starting 13, when you compare, you know, the Indigenous All-Star side to the Māori All-Star side, it is a landslide, unfortunately. So we will see how it plays out this game. But I'll go through the Māori All-Star side and talk about their squad, their team, and how I think they will line up. And there's, I think with the Indigenous All-Star side, they sort of picked themselves. There was maybe hooker and how the back row shapes up could be interesting. The Māori All-Star side, it could go in so many different directions. I've written down my team here, and I've got about six or seven names that have been crossed out and changed, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they line up and what sort of a team they choose out of this. It's unlike the Indigenous All-Star side, which I kind of think that it picks itself. So let's go through the squad first. So this is Benny Gardner's side for the Māori All-Stars. Obviously, Benny Gardner, I believe he's coaching at the West Tigers at the moment. A local school teacher in Sydney as well. I sort of heard that he was a really good chance to get the head coaching job for the Tigers at the end of last season. So he obviously missed out on that. They went in a very different direction. But Benny Gardner, a champion at rugby league fella. So hopefully he can show what he can do in this game. We'll start with this side. So the squad in alphabetical order: Jesse Arthurs, Dijon Asi, Nelson Asofa Solomona, Zach Docker Clay, James Fisher Harris, Corey Harawira Naira, Morgan Harper, Royce Hunt, Joey Manu, Zane Musgrove, Britton Okora, Hayes Perham, Adam Pompey, Jordan Rapana, Jordan Ricci,
Joseph Tapene, Stafford Toa, Jared Waria Hargraves, Dylan Walker, and DWZ Dallin Watene Zalesniak. So that is our squad as it stands right now for the Māori All-Stars. I'm sure there will be changes and whatnot as we go. But right now, I've put together my best 13 for them. And as I said, it's very difficult. There's a number of different directions that Ben Gardner could choose to go here. And I think that there's probably three or four teams you could put together out of this squad that would be highly competitive. Obviously, the superstar in this side, when you have a look at the Indigenous All-Stars, especially in their back line, between Latrell, Cobbo, Whiten, Fox, Walker, Nico, they have got superstars in their back line everywhere. It's probably, honestly, only Brett Naden is the only one in their back line that I wouldn't say is an absolute star. Selwyn Cobbo, obviously very young in his career, but incredible from what we've seen of him so far, already playing Origin and whatnot. For the Māori side, they've obviously got Joey Manu, who is the star in this side, and he's going to have to pull a lot of weight for them to keep up with the Indigenous All-Stars back line. So I've got Manu at fullback as it stands right now. There could be a conversation around having him at 5'8", but I've gone in a different direction. I just think you let Manu play fullback. You give him, you know, a license to just do whatever the fuck he needs to do. The big advantage, the reason why I like having him at fullback is that he can float around the ruck. He loves getting into dummy half, and I think that this side, they can win this game through their forward pack, and I think Manu off the back of that jumping into dummy half can really terrorise the Indigenous All-Stars middle. One wing, I think the wingers pick themselves here. I've got DWZ on one side, Jordan Rapana on the other side. Two really experienced guys that can both play fullback, can both play center. I think they'll line up on the wings, these two. The centers is interesting. There's a couple of guys to talk about. You've got Adam Pompey, Morgan Harper, Stafford Toa, Hayes Perham. Now, Hayes Perham, he's obviously been named, or it looks like he's going to play fullback for the Canterbury Bulldogs. So it'd be great to see him get a shot jumping into the fullback jersey at some point, which I think he probably will when you look back at the history of these games. Coaches and teams are pretty, they take into consideration where guys are playing in new positions. So, for example, KP, he was going to play 5'8 for Newcastle a couple of years ago, so they picked him in 5'8 in the Māori side. So I wouldn't be surprised if Perrin does get a shot there. He might start at centre. Personally, I'd probably be leaning towards Adam Pompey. He's not a superstar, but defensively he's very solid, and he's the guy I'd probably be going for. Then you got Morgan Harper, Perham, Toa. I wouldn't mind seeing Stafford Toa get a shot there. I think he's very underrated, Stafford Toa. I've always been a big fan of him, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Toa get a shot there, but they could go for a Morgan Harper. A Jesse Arthurs is another one they could go for. The centers and wingers, it could line up in so many different ways, I'm not sure. I'd like to think Manu stays at fullback. I think that would be the smartest thing for this side, but as I said, they are very short on halves, and it's their spine that worries me a little bit outside of Joey Manu. So halfback 5'8", honestly, outside, like, you could there isn't really an established 5'8 in this squad. You know, you could potentially play Manu there, but I'd rather have him at fullback. I would be going for Dylan Walker personally. He's played 5'8 in the past. I think that they've got enough big forwards to be able to cover, you know, that 13 sort of jersey just by playing a power game. So I would be playing Dylan Walker at 6 in my halfback. I personally think this guy's very underrated. I think every time I see him play, especially in the halves, he is very, very impressive. Is he up to taking on Nico and Walker? I'm not too sure, but I think Assey would be my halfback. I just don't see any other real options. You've obviously got Zach Docker-Clay, but I think he'll be the hooker. We'll talk about him soon. So yeah, I'd be going with Assey and Walker, who are two guys that I think I'd just be playing left and right, halves, and I just think that you'd sort of just play that one controls one side, the other one has the other side, because you don't really have a traditional seven there. So Assey and Walker, they'd be my halves as it stands right now. They really don't have many other options in the halves, unfortunately. The forward pack, and this is star-studded. I think that I would start with James Fisher-Harris in the front row, the skipper, with Jared Waria Hargraves. I think those two guys, I think that if... I just think that they can really get over the top of the Indigenous All-Star side through the middle, so I'd be starting with those two. Zach Docker-Clay, I would be starting with him at the 9 jersey. He'd be my hooker, and I think he's going to have to play some decent minutes there. You might see Dylan Walker give him a little spell and jump in there for a little bit, but... yeah, there's not much depth when it comes to your key spine positions here. Like, I don't have anyone on my bench right now that I think I could play in the nine jersey. So I think Zach Docker-Clay, he'll play decent minutes there. If you haven't watched Docker-Clay before, pretty talented guy. Was a very, very talented junior, very highly touted. Can play, will handle himself there very well. My back row, Britton Okora, he's the automatic. I think he selects himself there on that right edge. The other side, there are a couple of options. Personally, I think that I would go for Corey Hutterware and Nida. So much upside to this guy. I'd be starting with him, a bit of punch on that side. So Nakora and CHN. And then in the 13 jersey, I'm not really going for a ball player here. I'm just going to play the power game and try and beat the Indigenous All-Stars through the middle. So I'm going to play Joey Tappanay there in the 13 jersey. So my forward pack, Fisher Harris, Docker-Clay, Roria Hargraves, Hadawira Nida, Nakora, and Tappanay. I think that that side, I would pick every single player that we have named there over the guys that I've picked in the All-Stars forward pack. So very, very interesting that clash. As I said, this game is never won on paper, so we know the Indigenous All-Stars forward pack, they will rise as they always do, but it's going to be a big, big test for them. The bench, so these are the guys that I don't have in the team as it stands right now. Perrin from the Canterbury Bulldogs looks like he'll play fullback this year. Maybe he's a guy that can come on and play a little bit of halves, and maybe Dill Walker jumps into, or Assey jumps into the hooker role to give Docker-Clay a spell, but Perrin, I think he will be on the bench. Nelson Asofa Solomona, and when I set off the top, there are guys that I can't get into the Māori All-Star side that I would be, that would be first choice picks as forwards in the Indigenous All-Star side. This is who I was talking about, Nelson Asofa Solomona. I just can't get him into my starting team as it stands right now. You could play him on the edge like Melbourne Storm did last year, but I'd rather use him through the middle. Jordan Rickey from the Brisbane Broncos, Morgan Harper from the Manly Seagulls, Jesse Arthurs, I believe he's returning to the Brisbane Broncos this year from the New Zealand Warriors, wants to be an out-and-out centre. You'll see him throughout this game. And then two middle to finish off, Zane Musgrove and Royce Hunt, who once again, I think that if both of them were available for the Indigenous All-Star team, I would probably have them starting. So bench there, Perham, Nass, Ricky, Harper, Arthurs, Musgrove and Royce. My starting 13, Manu, DWZ, Pompey, Stafford Toa, Rapana, Cody Walker, Dillon Walker, Dijon Arcee, JFH, Docker-Clay, JWH, CHN, Nakora, and Tappanay in the 13. So I think all round that Māori All-Stars side, they are a much better team. But I think the Indigenous All-Stars side, their back line is just full of so many superstars that if their forward pack can just match it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In this game, I like the Indigenous side there, but I'm just not sure if their pack is going to be able to keep up with this side. But we sort of say that every year. It's always the same. The Indigenous All-Star side has this unbelievable back line that no one can touch, but they really lack forwards. And the Māori side, they tend to be a little bit more well-balanced, but their forward pack is fucking elite. So it'll be very interesting to see. Looking at that right now, being in New Zealand, I would be seriously leaning towards the Māori All-Stars, but as we know, anything can happen in these games. It's going to be, you know, an 80-minute game with seven of reserves. I think it's unlimited subs, so there'll be a lot of chopping and changing and whatnot, but a lot of passion goes into this one. At home, though, I think I'm leaning towards the Māori All-Stars, but yeah, that Indigenous backline is fucking terrifying. We'll do a bit more analysis of this game as we get a little bit closer. The 11th of February from Rotorua in New Zealand. This one will be sensational. A heap of guys to watch as far as squads for 2023, as far as Supercoach for 2023, a heap to get stuck into as we get a little bit closer to this one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.